Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stenny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us together by the radio and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. Again, I want to say thank you for listening, and I trust that the study of the Word of God will be a blessing to you today. Let me encourage you, be in the Lord's house on the Lord's day and meet with God's people and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Join in Sunday school for the study of the Word of God. Sing along together in the song service and then listen to the message that God sends through the man of God at the house of God on this Lord's day. Your life will be enriched by doing so. Psalm number 51, we're continuing our study looking at this prayer of David for a personal revival. I pointed out to you four things about this prayer. Number one, it is a prayer for consideration. Have mercy upon me, O God. Number two, it is a prayer for cleansing. Many statements are mentioned through this psalm. He said in verse number one, the latter part of it, blot out my transgressions. He said in verse number two, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. And then he said again in verse number seven, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. And again in verse number nine, he said, blot out all mine iniquities. So it is a prayer for consideration. It is a prayer for cleansing. And then I pointed out to you, thirdly, it is a prayer for change. And I do not want to take long on this, but I want to emphasize again, there will never be any revival unless there is repentance. I pointed out to you that genuine repentance consists of four elements. Number one, there must be conviction. That deals with our awareness of our sin. In a time of revival meeting, when God moves close by, he has a way of shining the light on our sins and making them become exceedingly sinful. And we become aware of our sins. Then number two, in order for there to be genuine repentance, there must be contrition. And this deals with our attitude toward our sins. You never get forgiveness of sins that you're happy over committing them. No, my friend. The Bible said that godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation that needeth not to be repented of. And we learn in this psalm down in verse number 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. So there must be conviction that deals with the awareness of our sin. There must be contrition that deals with our attitude toward our sin. Then there must be confession that deals with the acknowledging of our sins. And then there must be conversion, and that deals with the abandoning of our sins. Now, friend, I want to say this. I know our nature will sin over and over again. But I want to tell you, there is no forgiveness of sins unless there is a will to be changed from that sin and turn from that sin and go the direction that God wants you to go. Repentance is far more than saying, I'm sorry. There has got to be sorrowfulness, and there has got to be a desire to do right instead of doing wrong again. So we saw it is a prayer for consideration. It is a prayer for cleansing. And then we saw it's a prayer for change. David said, create in me a clean heart. And he said, renew the right spirit within me. And then he said, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And then he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. He said then in verse number 14, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. And friend, I want to tell you, if you want to stay like you are, then you're not ready for revival. God will let you stay that way. But if you ever come to the place as David did, of being sick and tired of a dirty heart, sick and tired of a wrong spirit, sick and tired of the fear of God casting you away, and sick and tired of living a life without the joy of the Lord in your life, then you're getting in shape for God to do a work of revival in your life. And again, I emphasize, it's a prayer for consideration. It is a prayer for cleansing. It is a prayer for change. And then I want to mention number four. It is a prayer with commitment. And I want to say again, dear friend, if there is not some commitment in your heart to do right in the service of God, then there is not genuine repentance and there is not real revival completely wrought in your life. Oftentimes, when I preach revival meetings, I have an outline that I use that the Lord gave me on four simple prayers that will produce real revival. And I preach on where David said, search me, O God. Where Peter said, save me, O Lord. And then Moses said, show me thy glory. And Isaiah said, send me. And friend, it takes all four of those in the working of revival in our heart. There must be that prayer for consideration. There must be that prayer for cleansing. And there must be that prayer for changing us. But there must be the prayer of commitment in our life. Let me back up to verse number 12 and then move on into the rest of the verses. And you will see what I'm speaking about from the Word of God. In verse number 12, David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Now notice verse number 13. He said, then. Of course, then is a timing word. He said, if you will restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and you will uphold me in thy free spirit, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. See, there is a commitment to service from the mouth of David. Every person who is revived wants to help others be revived. That's what he's talking about here in teaching the transgressors thy ways. And then every person that's revived wants to see the lost saved by the grace of God. He said, not only will I help your people get right, but I'll help those that are unsaved get to God so that they can be saved by the marvelous grace of God. And let me make this statement before I leave verse number 13. This verse is in the right order. You see, the transgressors are going to have to get right before sinners will be saved, because transgressors are hindrances. They are stumbling blocks to keep sinners from being saved. You remember that great text of the Bible on revival? God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, And then he said, I'll heal their land. God said, I got to do a work among my people before I can do a work outside in the land. And friend, that's true. So David said, it's a prayer commitment. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And then he said in verse number 14, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of my salvation. And here's the result. Here's a commitment. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my tongue shall show forth thy praise. Notice verse number 16. He said, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. So we see this is a prayer for consideration. It is a prayer for cleansing. It is a prayer for change. And it's a prayer for commitment. I say to you again, when you analyze this psalm, you find, first of all, that David becomes sorrowful for his sins. And oh, what a terrible feeling it is when you are made conscious of the fact by the Holy Spirit that you've sinned against God, and that sin is between you and the fellowship that you could have with the Lord. And then not only become sorry for his sins, but he became sick of himself. And he cries, change me. Change my dirty heart. Change my wrong spirit. Take away this fear of me being a castaway. And restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And then number four, not only is a prayer for consideration, a prayer for cleansing, a prayer for change, but it's a prayer of commitment. He surrenders to serve the Lord. So he became sorry for his sins. He became sick of himself. He became surrendered to serve. And friend, if I know anything about revival, that's a picture of revival. Do you need reviving today? Do you need God to consider you? Do you need God to cleanse you? Do you need God to change you? And you're willing to make a commitment to serve God? I want to tell you, God's waiting to hear from you. And if you'll call upon him, he will hear you and answer your prayers. And friend, I don't care where you're at in your spiritual life, he will do a work of revival personally in you if you'll call upon him. Don't put it off. Do it today. Father, honor your word. Touch every life that's listening today, and especially those, dear Lord, that are concerned about their need of revival. Grant it, I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time Broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.